Welcome back to Oh Snap, a true crime podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Snap. In this episode, I'll be discussing Charles, or Chuck, as he's most commonly referred to, Stewart. I recently learned of this case after researching a song I like by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Mark Wahlberg's hip-hop group from the 90s, called Wildside. The song describes the effects of America's greed, violence, and drug addiction on innocent and unsuspecting people. The song describes two notorious crimes from Boston. I'll be covering Charles Stewart, a horrible person who killed his pregnant wife and subsequently their son so he could blame a non-existent black suspect, then collect life insurance on his wife. Later, he takes his own life, but we'll get into that. Chuck was a manager of the upscale Caucus Furs on Newberry Street, a fur shop that closed around 1997 and does still sell through Saks Fifth Avenue or online at sites such as Etsy and eBay. Carol, his pregnant wife, was a tax attorney. Carol met Chuck in 1980 when they were working at the Driftwood restaurant in Revere. Chuck was a chef and Carol a waitress. According to police, after attending childbirth classes, Chuck and Carol got into their car and Chuck shot Carol in the head, then turned the gun on himself and shot himself in the stomach to give the illusion that the two were robbed. Chuck told police that a black man with a raspy voice forced his way into the car at a stoplight before telling them to go to Mission Hill. Chuck said he drove away to escape and called 911 on the car phone. Weird and possibly fun fact, on the night of the crime, a reality series called Rescue 911 was riding with Boston Emergency Medical Services personnel. The dramatic footage was taken of the couple being extricated from the car. You can see Carol's profile, pregnancy prominent, being wheeled into the ambulance. Other footage taken at the scene shows Charles straining to speak with the ambulance workers and graphic scenes of his frantic entry into the ER. Carol died around 3 a.m. after her son was delivered 2 months early by cesarean section. Christopher, her son, suffered oxygen deprivation and seizures caused by the trauma from the shooting of Carol. Christopher was baptized in the ICU. 17 days after birth, Chuck took Christopher off life support. Both Carol and Christopher are buried under Carol's maiden name. Police did ask doctors if Chuck's injuries could have been self-inflicted, however the doctor said due to the severity, it was not likely. Police suspected a man named Willie Bennett who matched Chuck's description of the crimes. December 28, 1989, Chuck picked Willie out of a lineup. Thankfully, the case against Willie quickly collapsed when Chuck's brother Matthew Stewart identified Chuck as Carol and Christopher's killer. Matthew admitted to driving to Chuck and helping commit insurance fraud by taking the gun and a bag of valuables, including Carol's wedding rings, and throwing them off Pines River Bridge in Revere. The items were later recovered. January 4, 1990, Chuck took his life by leaping from Tobin Bridge in Chelsea, Massachusetts, hours after Matthew told the police the truth. There was a suicide note found in his car, claiming he couldn't deal with the allegations against him. Matthew was indicted for obstruction of justice and insurance fraud for his role in the crime. He pled guilty in 1992 and was sentenced to 3 to 5 years in prison. He was released on parole in 97, but was later rearrested for drug trafficking of cocaine. On September 3rd of 2011, Matthew was found dead from an apparent overdose in a homeless shelter in Cambridge named Heading Home. In Carol's memory, her family established the Carol DeMatti Stewart Foundation to provide scholarship aid to Mission Hill residents. By early 2006, the foundation had awarded $1.2 million to 220 students. Although I learned of this case through the song Wildside by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, this case is also the basis of the 1990 TV film Goodnight, Sweet Wife, A Murder in Boston. Two episodes of Law & Order named Happily Ever After and I think it's pronounced Gaijin, and a 2019 TV series called City on a Hill opens with a title describing this murder and frame-up as the context for the setting for the racially polarized content of the series. In the beginning of the episode, I stated this was one of two notorious Boston crimes referenced in Wildside. The other crime was Darlene Tiffany Moore's murder. I truly wanted to cover Darlene's case, however, it was very difficult to find enough information on Darlene herself. Also, the individual convicted of her crime was released 15 years later after the witnesses recanted their testimonies, and an alibi came forward that the convicted individual was actually 3 blocks away and couldn't have shot Young Moore. I'll include my Linktree in the show notes so you can follow my social media platform if you'd like. You can also email me at osnapatruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. Please feel no obligation, but if you want to show support for the show, I've created a Buy Me a Coffee for one-off donations and a Patreon for monthly subscriptions that you can cancel at any time. I also included these links in my Linktree for ease of access. Until next time, my loves, snap out of it.
Hey, why don't you listen to the Never a Straight Answer podcast? It's the podcast that aims to cover a wide range of topics, from conspiracy theories to popular culture and news. I'm your host, Gaz, and joined each week, it's my co-host, Mr. Taylor.
Well, hey, we look at strange happenings that go on around your area, and a little segment we like to call, What's Fucked Up Where You're From?
Plus, we cover the big topics like cryptids, the Mothman, poltergeist, secret Nazi space programs, UFOs, close encounters, glitches in the Matrix, flat Earth, time travel, plus so much more. We even have the occasional guest.
Also, we've got international news, global affairs, including space.
Space and beyond. So why not check out the Never a Straight Answer podcast? We're available on all podcast platforms from iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Or you can visit the website at neverastraightanswer.co.uk. I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
Peace.
Out.